Let's get into more sort of the clinical decision in this situation in terms of where we are right now with metastatic disease.
In terms of non-protocol options in this situation, the first option is, would you go back on FOLFOX in combination with bevacizumab? Given that she had not had a tremendous amount of toxicity from it, and there was a 2-year disease-free interval. Another option would be to use irinotecan 5-FU and bevacizumab, given that she'd not had irinotecan before. And those would be what I would consider to be the two standard options at that point in time. Certainly, she had not had irinotecan, she had not had an antibody against the epidermal growth factor receptor. So those were drugs on the table, but in taking a sequential approach, I thought it made the most sense to offer chemotherapy plus bevacizumab at that point.
Now, you mentioned you kind of thought it might be possible to convert her to surgically curable.
As I said that, I was sort of looking at Axel, and I could see in his eyes the emotion. She's got kids like mine, and it's one of those things where, on paper, if I'm looking at this in a conference, I'm thinking, there's no way, but with the patient in front of you...
Well, let me ask you something, because actually our education group's about to put together a web product, a pilot web product. It's kind of like a project that was done in the past called OncoSurge, mm-hmm. where you put in the location mm-hmm. and number of the tumors, and pretty much it comes back and says, no way, it's going to be curable, it's curable now, and it's in between. Now, if you put her numbers in there, her tumor size, et cetera, what would it spit out if you asked 20 experts?
Very, very unlikely that it would ever be resectable for cure.